Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
This worries me.
Ask your plumber to install a ring.
Steady, hot and strong.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Are you happy with what you're seeing in the mirror?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Well, I've never been unhappy.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, of course you feel good. You're listening to the number one show in the city and some nice names attached to this show. He's sure the heater.
Ooh,
Interesting man, Bill.
Very.
Very interesting man. I don't know if you read the article today about what he's been up to in lockdown. He is full of interest,
yeah.
Our man the heater.
Yes.
And then Oscar Brownless.
Oh, the big O.
The big O joins us. This is a man, of course, who played very nice football for the Cats last year in the reserves,
in the VFL,
but, of course, had one bad game. Well, not even bad, just didn't find a heap of it. And his father, a 200-gamer for Geelong, wandered in and said, you've just got to get better.
You do. And yeah, a very good question.
That really helped him enormously to forward his career. Hello to you, by the way, Fat Boy.
G'day, old skinhead up there. How are you going? Looking good on the Zoom. G'day to you, Richard Wilkins.
It's not long before this shattered Essendon fan, after blowing high range roadside, lands in the bus trying to recall his drinks tally.
35?
Oh.
I've had a few. Oh,
35!
35, right?
That's nine short of a slab.
Come on. That's too many.
Two slabs.
That's 24.
44. That's too many.
That's too many, Jim. That's ridiculous. Mm. That is bloody stupid. There's some silly people on the roads.
No, extraordinarily silly people. No really? Question of that.
Mm.
And what's been happening, please? What's been filling your day, old Baldy?
Well, I tell you, I had a look at myself after yesterday's match report or coronavirus report or whatever I do,
and I wasn't
happy with it, Jim. So I made a couple of calls today
yes.
on the way to Melbourne, and I've got some very good information.
Oh.
Do we have anything, Raps?
Sure.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Exactly, Jim, and I spoke to some very important people,
yes.
And I'll tell you what's happening this Friday.
All right, go on. You tell me what's happening.
A big, important meeting this Friday. Australian Health Protection Committee get together.
Right.
It's more important than a commission meeting, they're telling me, Jim, because all the chief health officers are getting together. And, of course, that's who the AFL listen to, and that's who the state governments listen to.
Mm.
And they're going to talk about how and when sport and football can be played again. And in that meeting will be border restrictions. How do they get across the borders?
Yes.
14-day quarantine periods. How do they get through that?
Yes.
So this is all happening Friday. Then they report to the state government, who report to Gill, and then away we go.
Away. All right. So, Bill, you're saying that this Friday the decision will be made as to when, not if, but when we can start playing football again.
They'll have their meeting, then they'll talk to the state government, then they'll talk to Gill and everyone like that. And then so early next week we'll know more.
Mm-hmm.
And also a big yes to the hubs and a big yes to a hub on the Gold Coast, Jim.
Gold Coast. Well, you did say that.
Yeah,
yesterday.
We did say that. Yeah, so because you got the Gabba, you got Metricon, you got all the other ovals up there, the weather in July, June will be 25 degrees. You got accommodation, you got resorts, you can play golf up there. Plus, imagine the recovery, Jim. You just go down to the beach and things like that. So,
speaking of the same sort of idea, that there's a very good chance with India and Australia test series coming up this summer, Bill?
Oh, big one that.
The big slab of the games will be played in Adelaide and potentially Perth.
Oh.
So you might have three tests in Adelaide and two in Perth.
Gee. Why is that?
Because of the ability to hub the same way.
Yeah. And no crowds?
We can't have no bloody box. Well, I guess Boxing Day with no crowds is going to be weird anyway, but Boxing Day and the pink test and all that. Anyway, I just read it today and thought that is very, very interesting.
Well, the way things are going, and I think we're ahead of what a lot of people would have thought a month ago, including
these health
officers, Jim. Mm. I reckon there might be some room for crowds with football towards the end, grand finals.
Let's hope so, Bill.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
And let's hope pubs can open and things like that.
No, well, bit of self-interest.
Yeah, a lot
in
of self-interest there.
Oh, right, okay. So is that the end of that? Well, hey, Rabs?
Yep. Yes?
Have we got... Why have I got Gavin from Greensboro coming up on the screen?
I don't know. I'll put him on.
Gavin.
Right, we've got a call here. This is unusual in the opener. Yes. Hey, Gavin.
Gavin. I've got a mate,
yeah,
Gavin.
Yeah, Gavin from Greensboro here, actually. Of course it's not Bill. It's Todd from Bowen Heads.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God. I haven't heard from him.
Yes. I'm not sure if you caught the front page of the Herald Sun today, Bill. The source of this virus was a bat from Geelong. Surprise with you, Bill.
No, you
Geelong
idiot.
Geelong is the epicentre of the greatest disaster that has ever hit the earth, Bill.
No, Todd, he's a scientist.
From the jungle with you, fat.
He's a scientist and studied in Geelong, you flog. Read the story. Just don't make assumptions like that.
The good news for Geelong is with everything closed and nothing going on, life hasn't changed much for the idiots down there. So that's still blind. They've been in quarantine for 50 years down there. Yeah, now one more thing. I was watching Fox Footy on the weekend, Bill, and I saw your number up on the screen. I thought the Rush Hour family might be interested.
No.
0419 53.
He's giving me numbers. I'm going to turn this dickhead off.
Well, he's up. Bill's up out of his seat. Oh, now, Fab, you turned us off.
Yeah, I know.
You turned the whole station off.
I tried to get Todd, who thought he was Gavin or someone, I tried to get him off, and I hit the wrong button. But, Rabsy, well done. You steered the ship back on track, just.
Oh, my God. Don't ever go around that side of the desk. Only bad things can happen.
I reckon I could be a panel operator.
No.
Do you?
You just put two hands down on 15 buttons. That's all you did. Hey, I'll tell you what we've got now. Give us the opener here, Rabbits, please.
McHenry keeps the ball alive. Brownless with the check side kick. Goes right to the goal line. And through for a goal. The son of a gun with a special moment.
Oh,
Not sure about the son of a gun. But the special moment I'm very enamoured with. Hello to you, Oski boy.
JB, Dopey, how you going?
Oh, Dopey. G'day, Oski, how are you? How are you going, son, in isolation? I want to know this because you were with me for a couple of days, but I see you gave me the lemonade and sauce and went straight up to your mother and Lucy.
Yeah, I thought if I was any chance to come back with skin folds under 100, I'd better get up to mum and Lucy. The frozen pizzas and whatnot would not be doing justice, would not be doing good for me. So, no, I've been going all right. It's been a bit different, a bit strange, as it has for everyone, but just tried to stick with training. And, we've got a program to follow, so we've just been trying to do that.
So, Osk, you're in the spare room down at the Ponderosa in Geelong. You get out early because, of course, you're an athlete and you wake up and you're attending to your diet and all the rest of it. Mm. And then out of the main room wanders that guts, and I reckon he'd drop a couple of farts, and then he'd wander over to the fridge. I mean, how do you see your old man in the morning?
Yeah, you're pretty much spot on there, JB. That's exactly right. Some loose jocks hanging about. That's about
man.
It. Yeah. Maxie and I try and get ourselves out of the house because don't want to be seeing that every morning.
No. You got up there because they're very good cooks, but also when you're up there with Lucy, you're training with Paddy McCartan.
Yeah, that's right. So Luce goes out with Paddy. They've been together for a while and they live pretty close to mum. So Paddy and I have been doing a bit together, which has been good to have a bit of a partner. So we've been running at the Oval. He got a few weights from the club and so did I. So we've set up bit of a gym, done some circuits and stuff like that, and we've just tried to change it up.
How's he
going? Are you the only pair that you know, Osk, that are training together from separate clubs? Does that happen anywhere else?
I'm sure there's a few boys.
The Jones brothers, Zach and Nathan.
Oh, yeah,
got together.
And then I know Charlie Constable, who I live with, he has a couple of mates from different clubs and a few Melbourne boys. I think you'll often find boys that went to school together.
Yeah, right.
Often link up.
Big Paddy, how's he looking?
He's looking good. He's travelling well. Yeah, he was running really well, kicking the ball well. He's looking fit. So, yeah, I think his goal is to get back to footy as soon as possible, and he's certainly looking the goods.
And you heard from your old man off the top of the show that there will be these pods or...
Hubs.
Thanks, Osk. Yep. That could be good for you if they're playing two or three games in a week because you haven't played a game yet. The old man did in his first year.
No,
you haven't played a game. So if there's two or three games in a week, that gives you guys a chance, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we covered this as a team, and I think most teams would have in the AFL, and it's, I guess it provides an opportunity as most teams will probably have to use the full extent of their list, given that there's going to be limited breaks in between games. You'll probably have to cycle through players a bit more. So, yeah, if that's the case, then everyone will look to take that opportunity.
Yeah. What about your own game, Oski boy? Hard to assess it just at the minute, given you're not playing, but where do you need to take it? What do you need to get better at?
I've sort of been working a bit more with my inside craft this year, I think.
Inside craft?
Yeah, well, on the outside, I think I came into the game with that under my belt a bit. I could run a bit more, certainly more than Dad. And then I think it's just needed the inside work.
Your old man could run like hell when John Worsfold was anywhere near him. He found a gear at that point.
Yeah, that's about it, really. So, yeah, I've just tried to sharpen up on the inside and just... yeah, I guess you can. It's easy to try and improve all areas, but that's somewhere where I've trying to focus my attention.
And what about your dad's advice for you, mate? You had a quiet one early on last season. He just wandered into the room, swanned in, and turned around to you and said, "You've just got to get better." Yeah. How did you assess that sentence?
Yeah, look, there's not much good coming out of the mouth when he comes into the rooms. I know that. There's nothing very valuable, so I just try and get him out of there as quickly as I can.
But that was a fair call at the time. It's better than ripping into you, or because you've got to be careful with being a parent, don't you,
yes.
Jim? You know this,
yes,
with your kids.
You do.
You got to. There's a balancing act of going over too far one way, being too good or too nice. But you did. You had to improve, boy.
thanks for the feedback.
Yeah. It's our great pleasure to have this well-spoken, educated, smart, eloquent. How the hell does he belong to Bill Brownless? Osk, can you stick around for a couple of minutes, please? We want more of a chat with you.
Yeah, sure thing.
For once, we finally have a good Brownless in the studio. Oscar Brownless is joining us from the Geelong Football Club.
Also, Jim, I just wonder, and I wonder if you wonder this with your kids, that, you know, they go to a nice school, they get well fed, they get looked after growing up, Jim. They don't pay rent, board, or anything like that.
No, yes.
So at some stage when they leave home, do you reckon they look back and say, gee, I might help out the folks, might help out the old man with some money or a few frothies or something like that. Do you ever think that, Oscar?
Nah. Funny that. Never come across my mind that at all.
Oh, what about you living with? You live with Mark O'Connor, the Irishman who didn't go back to Ireland. He stayed in Geelong.
Yeah, he's still in Geelong. Yep, Marco.
How's he going?
Yeah, he's going well. He's going really well. He's running well, and he's got a bit of a gym set up in the garage, so I think he's okay.
Has he got a girl, friend?
No, but there's a few uni girls that live in the house in front, potentially he could have a few visitors while Charlie and I aren't there.
Charlie Constable, the other one, of course, who's come up to Melbourne.
Chooker, yep. Chook's up in Melbourne, and he likes to think that he's a farmer down in Fish Creek, where he resides, but we all know that he's a Toorak boy at heart, so he's been up in Melbourne training a bit.
Remind you.
He's a great mate of my nephew's, Charlie Constable. He's a very, very good boy. Hey, your old man tells us, and I want the truth out of you, please. He tells us that he regularly takes his bike out for a ride, and the reason he wears the stupid helmet that makes him look like Schultz is because he stole Maxie's helmet and it doesn't do up under his chin. Is this true?
Yeah, that's very true. I think he gave the cricket helmet a shot at the start, but that was even worse. Had a few reports coming from the Bowen River, so I had to send him a quick message and straighten him up. Yeah, he gets the bike.
You rode a bike with a cricket helmet.
I was going to, but it looked a bit stupid. Even I picked that up, Jim. I thought I can't do that. Hey, speaking of fake farmers like Chook, another one's Tom Hawkins, who wears the fake RM Williams and thinks he's a farmer, doesn't he, when he's not?
No, I think if you really got the truth out of him, he'd rather spend his time at the Portsy Polo. He loves getting down to Portsy. Hawkey, he covers it up on Instagram with his cows and tractors and all
fencing.
That. Yeah, at heart, he loves the Portsy Polo. He loves getting down to Portsy.
Hey, tell me this, Oscar. The legends at the joint, I'm talking about the great Gary Ablett, of course, Danger, Sell. You know, there are huge names down at Geelong.
Yep.
I want a lesser of truth around you. Does it genuinely shit them when you're old man walks in with jumpers like every second week and asks them to sign them so he can flog them at auctions?
Yeah, it used to, but then I don't think he can get through the front door anymore. That's
good.
He tries to stride up there, but the boys do get a bit sick of it.
Oh, they
do. The old timer.
They love
seeing. He can come back in whenever he can.
They love seeing past players. don't they, no, they down don't. There?
Not you.
Not you all the time. Maybe a few others. Maybe Bazza Stoneham and a few others.
And I see you're in love, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Toe talks.
The lovely Claire Bear.
Claire, yep.
Yeah.
Been with Claire for a while.
How's that going?
Yeah, it's going well. Yeah. Going really well. We snuck off to Bali last year, which is nice.
Mm.
All smooth sailing.
I see she hadn't been down to the mansion down at Geelong, the old two-bedroom unit.
Yeah. I think given Jim's little insight earlier, we know why.
What possible incentive would there be for her to go down to your joint? There couldn't be a less welcoming atmosphere.
Just tell you the have other a thing, look at the stallion walking around. That's what
I'll tell you the other thing you've been avoiding, Oscar's the barber shop. And is that something that runs in the family? Because Slapsy, your younger brother, by Christ, he looks like something. He looks like the wild kid out of Jungle Book.
Maxie's got the bird nest going on in his hair.
Yeah.
I thought I'd grow it out, given I won't be seeing many people this time. Give it out and see where it goes. Tried it with a beard as well, but it didn't go down as well.
No,
well,
terrible.
Slapsy, sorry, Oscar, you can have a look at the screen here. I've gone the other way.
Look at
it. Gone for the number three.
There we go.
How do you assess that look?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
Oh, it's terrible.
Got the two nude lids in here.
It looks like he should be in jail. But anyway, Oscar, what's on today?
No, not too much. I think I'll get down to Geelong and I'll try and catch up with a few players or coaches to have a kick with.
Yep.
So I might catch up with Sean Grigg. He's down at the club.
Grigger.
Grigger.
Yeah. Very interesting man. He has a lot of insight into the game and Richmond's success. So I'm just trying to learn a bit off him, have a kick with him. And yeah.
Might have a couple of frothies tonight with the old man then.
Maybe. We'll have to see. A couple over Ozark. Watch a couple of episodes of Ozark and a few frothies.
What about The Last Dance? You watching that, Oscar?
Yeah, I've been watching that. I'm a big fan. It's pretty amazing. We've actually got Luke Longley coming on a bit of a Skype call, a Zoom call with the club.
Nice.
Yeah, former Bulls player, which would be pretty interesting. Yeah.
What about the a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was, with Dennis Rodman? Is there ever been a weirder unit than that bloke? Ever?
I don't think so. I'd love to see one in the AFL with that sort of personality, but... yeah, he's pretty out there.
He just pissed off to Vegas for 48 hours.
He asked for a holiday, didn't he, Jim? And they gave him two days, two nights.
He just took off.
And he took 5 days.
Did he? Good on him. Oh, I suppose the bloke we're talking to later on is Nilly.
Heater.
Heater would be one probably the most. The
Swanee back in the day. don't follow in any of their footsteps, Osk, for Christ's sake. That's all I'm saying.
Or if you do, take your old man because... well, that's onto a couple of mother-daughter combinations.
You'd be great. You'd be great in Vegas. In fact, I've seen you in Vegas. You were useless. Oscar, great seeing you, mate. You're a superstar. Good luck with everything coming up in your young footy career.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Thanks,
see ya, boy.
Peter Short will give a handball. Poor defensive work from the Bulldogs.
Oh,
Short's
high. Not the heater.
Probing, bombing, ball.
Oh, no.
He's home with
the heater.
Look at the heater.
Oh,
he's going off his chopped high five in every basket.
Hello, he's been one of our favourites on Triple M, Bill, from the very, very start. He, of course, a wonderful career with Collingwood, 2004-13, premiership player at that famous club, and then up to GWS, reinvented himself as a beautiful using defender out of, just wherever he can position himself back there, and has played superb footy for them as well, All-Australian a couple of times. Wow. We speak of Heath Shaw, who joins us now on the phone. Heater, great chatting to you always.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me on again.
And, Lord, I still love that story where he purchased some land in Scotland and you're actually, you think you're a lord still.
Yeah, I've still got the, that's my Twitter handle is Lord Heath Shaw. So I'm still a lord in my own books anyway.
I was watching the 2010 grand final the other day when you come from nowhere and smothered that ball on Nick Riewoldt. What were you thinking there? Or it's just one of the great things of all time we've seen.
It was a pretty average performance for me, like the 30 seconds before that, because my man was actually the one that kicked it to Nick Riewoldt, so I was miles off him. So I thought, gee, I better do something here. So I sort of ran towards Nick when he was going into the goal, thinking, you know, he's going to kick it, and I'm just going to waltz back to my spot with my head down. And as I got closer and closer, I thought, I'm a bit of a sniff here, and whatever panned out, and I'm going to be remembered for a smother of all things in my life.
No, but mate, she's in a granny and saving a goal. I think we're happy with that. Yeah. Now, we just spoke to Bill's young bloke, Oscar Brownless, before, Heater, and we were talking about The Last Dance. I know you love your American sport. And the episode just recently that involved Dennis Rodman, who we decided is the weirdest unit that ever walked the face of the earth. And we then discussed whether there was an AFL version of it. Now, it probably was Swanee,
yeah.
But right now, are you the weirdest person in the AFL?
If you followed me around on a weekend, you'd probably think so. Yeah, I reckon there'd be a big chance of that happening. But during the week, I'm fairly normal, I'd say. Or what's normal to me compared to other people might have a different opinion on that. So I think there's a few more weirder cats out there than me at the moment.
What and Toby Green, we're going to get to the article soon. I loved it, by the way, how you're coping with isolation. But have you been watching The Last Dance?
Yeah, I watched the first two. I haven't watched the most recent one.
Well, the Rodman episode is properly hilarious. Yeah. And he buggered off to Las Vegas in the middle of the season for 48 hours because he said he needed a holiday. Who at your club would do that?
You'd think probably Toby'd be right up there. I buggered off overseas one season, but that's because I got suspended for 8 weeks and had to go to a training camp. So it wasn't going to Vegas, but it was going to a training camp. There's a few other guys, a few of the younger boys don't mind a bit of a party. So there might be a few that would shoot off overseas.
Jay Patton would have been one of those.
Yeah, the big JP, former teammate of mine. I think he preferred to be overseas than playing football. That's for sure. I don't worry about that.
And used to, he was friendly. He was good.
Very friendly guy, Johnny, with everyone. Anyone, doesn't discriminate.
And where are you? Are you living still in Melbourne or are you going back up to Sydney?
No, I did the drive back to Sydney last Monday. Spent a month down in Melbourne and then, yeah, the weather was starting to get to turn a little bit. So I came back to Sydney and just been up here doing a little bit of training and all that up here at the moment, just sort of chilled back at home.
Who are you doing your one-on-one work with, Heater? Because you've always been a beautiful user of the ball. So whoever's hitting up at your stuff will be getting pristine presentation.
Mm.
Yeah, well, when I was doing it with Toby in Melbourne, and obviously we were doing kick around the ground. I was kicking to him on a lead, leading out from full forward. I said to him, I go, mate, geez, you'd love me to be doing this to you every week, wouldn't you? Instead, I'm stuck at full back. Kicking it in from full back. So I'm trying to get out of there, but he was pretty happy with my delivery tokes.
Oh, you love it at full back because you get that kick out from full back, you tap it to yourself, and there's a stat.
Well, yeah, that is good, but you do have the pressure of getting 4 or 5 goals kicked on you before that. So... it's not an ideal spot, but I'm happy to play any role.
Hey, what does the next sort of month look like, do you reckon? Because we're all waiting to find out when we come back. Everyone's hearing late June, maybe early July. When do the Giants, let's say it is late June, how much time do you think you need to be ready to play that second game of the season?
To be honest, I reckon for 80 to 90% of our list, it would only be 2 week lead-in. 14 days worth of probably the first week would be a little bit more contact in those full ground drills and the second week like a little bit of a hit, but obviously preparing for that game. But the best form of contact is obviously playing and most seasons, and that's why you play pre-season games, is to sort of get the cobwebs out. So it, as much as it wouldn't be ideal to go into rounds, what it will be 2, 3, and 4 with only a couple of games leading. We want to get the season kicking in by, like I said, around 4 or 5. I think the guys will be really sharp and you'll see some really quality football for the rest of the year.
Now, we're going to take a break because Fat's going to have a look at the very, very crisp article we saw just recently on yourself. But as we go to the break, who will have let themselves go the most on the Giants list, Heater? Whose skinnies will have really busted out?
There's a few younger guys that I feel they think they might be going all right, but they might be in a bit of trouble when they get back. I've been very good, and the skinny, fat Lachie Whitfield, I'm a little bit concerned about him. Very good runner, but does enjoy a beer, does like his food, so I'm concerned about Lachie.
The skinny,
right, stay on the line, please, Heater, because Bill, this is going to be interesting, is going to strip back your article from the Herald Sun.
Yes, please.
Fareem, this is a Rush Hour on Triple M. JB Bill and GWS royalty Lord Heath Shaw.
Exactly. 308 games now, 173 with Collingwood, including their premiership, 135 with the Giants.
Star.
All Australian. Kevin Sheedy medal winner, which is the Giants' best and fairest. And the Anzac Day medal in 2007. Where are all those medals, Peter?
Mum and Dad have got them all somewhere up at their house. I've actually got no idea where they exactly are. I don't even know where the premiership medal is either. Dad's got that somewhere at home, so hopefully nice and safe up there. But, yeah, I just sort of – all sort of memorabilia, and that goes to Mum and Dad's, and they store it for me.
So there's none – if I walked into your house up in Sydney, there'd be no memorabilia?
No, there's a bit of artwork, but there's no memorabilia. And I give most of my jumpers away as well, the Giants jumpers. When I go back to Melbourne, I usually give it to mates or family, friends, or just anyone who wants it, because not many people back for the Giants down in Melbourne.
Any good artwork?
I've got some very good artwork, I must admit.
What do you got?
My latest purchase was one from an artist called Vicky Lee up here in Sydney, a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
I went into her gallery just during the off season, had a bit of a good weekend on the punt, and I thought I'll buy myself something nice. Usually it's a new pair of jeans, a nice bottle of wine or something. And this one, I bought myself a bit of artwork, and it's hanging nicely in my lounge room. And it's very good.
Well, Surrey Hills, she normally does the roses and things like that, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does, Bill. Very well done.
Listen,
mate.
Bill.
You've done very well there.
I'm all over it, mate. I like my art.
Sounded convincing.
Nude women. A very good article yesterday in the Herald Sun with Robbo. Geez, I haven't seen or heard of Robbo much lately. Yeah, all right. Now, we've heard you're back in Sydney. Are you living on your own, are you now? Because you were with Cogs and you were with Johnny Patton.
Yeah, I originally lived with Johnny and Cogs when I moved up Sydney, and then I moved out. Lived with Lockie Keith for nearly 2 years, but his missus moved up, so he moved out. Cogs moved in for about 3 weeks, and then he got a missus, so he moved out. So, yeah, just on the lonesome at the moment, mate.
Oh, good. And motivation, you used to, well, when you were training, you were up at 6:30 and hell for leather. How are you going now? How do you get yourself motivated?
This week's, it's been okay. Monday was all right. Today was a bit of a battle because I was like, do I really want to go for a run in the clouds? Bit of cloud cover outside. not much going on. And in our schedule for today, it wasn't a big day. So, spent a fair bit of time inside watching some stuff on TV, and that's about it for me.
How fit are you?
I'm ready to roll. If you said I have to play Saturday, I'll be right to go.
All right.
I liked this article too, Heater. You've always been a great fascination for me, and I love, of course, what your brother's doing. It landed finally ashore. Heater's arrived at the premier golf football club in the comp, but I look at this here, and I see Reesey on the back of a fake horse getting dried by his mate Shervo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was. I think that was just before Reese moved back to Melbourne, or a bit or during his time in Sydney, and we went to the races, and we were having a bit of fun. The boys thought it was a good idea to jump on the back of one of those fake horses, and got a photo there, and it's amazing. You can go from riding a fake horse at the races on a Saturday to seeing your coach of an AFL football team. It is it's a wonderful world we live in.
Oh, I love it, mate.
North,
I love the job he's doing too, by the way. He's a beauty, Reesey. He's going to be great for North.
Have you bought a North Melbourne membership?
No, not this year, but they are peppering me hard. I'm getting emails and calls left, right and centre. So don't worry. James, they're working hard to get the memberships up, because I'm copping left, right, so.
Good.
What about? Well, you got enough in the kick, so just
plenty.
Buy a family membership. Get your old man involved, and even your uncle. Get them all down there.
Yeah, I don't even know if those two have got wallets.
Speaking of your uncle, he played 313 games, Tony, at Collingwood. You're on 308, so you need to play another six. So what happens this year if you don't? Because you were going to retire. Do you go around again, Heater?
It's a bit of a spanner in the works, isn't it? Because I was saying the whole sort of pre-season to all the boys, this is definitely my last pre-season. I can't do this again. And then now we're going to have to do another pre-season for to get to round two, and then maybe an opportunity to play on again if the season pans out the way it does, and obviously the body's feeling good and everything like that. I did say that I was going to retire, but as I wrote in that article, the fact that overseas travel might be very limited next year, and that was sort of my plans for 2021, I might have to reconsider.
Hey, Heater, there will definitely be football. We're only a couple of months away from it, so you'll get past your very, very famous uncle. But until you do, keep doing what you're doing beautifully. We love a bit of a personality fad, don't we, in the AFL?
Oh, we love it. Keep being you.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that.
Oh, what about that for a show? That's as good a show as you'll come across. Oscar Brownless joining us. Love that. And then, of course, Heath Shaw. Brilliant, of course.
Lord.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
Lord Heath Shaw. Yes, Aaron Finch is going to join us tomorrow, by the way. He's beautiful. Now, a couple of emails I've received.
Oh, have you?
Our first one from Terry, who's in Warragul.
Warragul? It's actually Warragul.
Get out. Warragul, it says.
Not that
And hard, he goes... Jim, you're a star. No. Go Blues. He finishes with that. But above that, he goes, I've got Bill's phone number here in front of me.
Oh how?
0417 Fat Guts. Not bad.
And it's 0419 too. So get
anyway,
it
well, I'm helping you out, Bill. Right? I don't want people ringing it.
It's one extra
you.
Number too. But, anyway.
But what I've got here is Francis, the next one, who goes, Jim, during that interview with Heath Shaw, Bill said, hell for what? Have we got it there, Rabbits?
Yes, we do. What did I say? And motivation, you used to, well, when you were training, you were up at 6:30 and hell for leather. How are you going now? Rapsy, don't cut me off. I said hell for leather.
You what cut the show off.
That? You cut me off then. No, that's unfair editing.
Hell for leather.
Motivation, you used to, well, when you were training, you were up at 6:30 and hell for leather. How are you going now?
Todd's shaking you. He
what
came
is
on
that?
At the start of the show. Todd. He's shaking you, Todd.
I've had a better show today.
Hell for leather. just sort of stopped at mid-sentence.
What about when he took us off air? Oh, at the start of the show.
No, he's had a shocker.
Show. No, I've had a good show. Hey, just before speaking of tomorrow, Jim.
Yes.
You've got to brace yourself for the coldest April day since 1996, 20 years ago.
Oh.
24.
Even 24, yeah.
Heavy rain and maybe snow, Jim.
Oh, no, I saw that.
Flash flooding.
Ooh, nice.
Damaging right. winds.
Get the fireplace crackling, Bill, and stay indoors.
Get
well, we are anyway.
Get the rug out, Tim.
So,
you get the rug out and get on the rug and
a bit of
how do you do?
Him, will you? Aaron Finch, as I say, to join us tomorrow, the Colac Flyer. All right, now, Bill, something
remotely.
Humorous and cleaner than what we had to put up with yesterday.
Yes.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Now, Jim, this COVID-19 has hurt a lot of people and hurt a lot of local businesses.
Yes.
I just walked down the street the other day near the pub. You wouldn't believe it. The local bra manufacturer has gone bust.
Oh, no.
A submarine company out of Cryo Bay has gone under.
Yes.
A manufacturer of food blenders has gone into liquidation.
Oh, no.
A dog kennel has had to call in the retrievers.
Oh, my God.
And a company supplying paper has folded. Interflora is pruning its business. And I don't know what the other one is.
You've given up on
well,
the show.
Well, it's an American company. Dynarod has gone down the drain.
God, no
did you like that, Jim?
You got halfway through your own joke and stopped.
I nearly got to the end, actually.
You liked how much you liked it. That's what I liked. It.
You're almost going hell for leather there.
Hell for leather. Good show. Joke.
Hell for all
hell for all air. Reckon Heater's still going, what was that?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, you are the king of Geelong.
You must get better, Bill.
The bra company went bust, you.
That'll do.
Triple M's rush hour is done for another day.
About enough of Bill.
But Ream hot water heaters are still working. Ask your plumber to install a Ream.
Steady, hot and strong.